Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Cooper Boardman, on WEEI.
Oh, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Red Sox review. A happy Red Sox review. A joyful Red Sox review. Happy Red Sox review to you. I didn't mean to Dr. Seuss that. Sorry. Red Sox win 7-2 over the Los Angeles Angels. They have a win. They have a win at Fenway Park. They had a win where you like knew it was going to be a win 5 innings into the game. The offense was there. The pitching showed up. The defense had zero errors in the ball game, and the Red Sox have picked the sky that was falling on all of us over the last 4 or 5 days and put it right back in its place above Fenway Park. And boy, I'm sitting here looking out at Fenway Park. There's blue sky peeking through the clouds, and like that epitomizes the whole darn thing. Welcome to it, Red Sox Review. Cooper Boardman here with you. Zach Kobach inside the flagship. 617-7797-937. 617-7797-937. 37937 if your preferred method of conversation is the text line. But, man, you know, there are a lot of ways to pull this right here. I mean, you know, the offense was just such a pleasant surprise. And boy, is this the story of the Red Sox lives, where it is so much better to face a right-hand starter than a left-hand starter because you get to get your good guys in the lineup. But, you know, that said, no Devers, no Tyler O'Neill, major league leader in home runs, in the lineup today. The Red Sox pound out 7 runs on 11 hits. They have 9 of those hits, 3 for extra bases in the first 4 innings off of the starter Griffin Canning for the Angels. And it was a great offensive day. And we'll get to that in just a little bit on Red Sox Review, 617-7797-937. But I'd like to be deathly serious for a moment about pitching. And you have lived the last couple of years along with me, with you, with everyone here, all of the people that were at Fenway Park, again, as I look out at it. And this team over the last couple of years, on days like today, and particularly last year, on days like today has not had answers. And I am about to make a mountain out of 4 innings of 2-run ball from Cooper Criswell. And I recognize, like, you know, that is not the traditionalist 6 innings, 7 innings, I'm Nolan Ryan thing. But it is, well, 9 innings, right, for Nolan. But what Cooper Criswell did is something that the Red Sox have desperately, desperately needed over 360 to 400 days, which is Nick Pivetta gets hurt. There is a hole in the rotation. You are losing something when Nick Pivetta gets hurt. You are losing something when the guy who has probably the best stuff on this roster gets hurt, though Garrett Whitlock might have something to say about that. But at some point, that hole comes up. Red Sox did a nice job of moving guys up in the rotation, working around some off days, etc., etc., etc. But at some point, that hole needs to be filled. And today, it was the top guy at AAA, Cooper Criswell's job to do it. And he did it. And his life was made easier because the offense goes up early. He had to battle. He had 20-plus pitch innings multiple times over the start of his outing, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't matter because he gave them something that this team has not had in a very long time, which is stability out of pitcher number 6, out of pitcher number 7, no matter where you want to go with him on the depth chart. he provided something that was like just like the calmness, and it was from the jump. And he had to fight, and it wasn't perfect, and it was some loud contact, and he went to 3-2 over and over and over again. But this dude goes out there and throws 66, 67% strikes. League average is 63. That's a big gorge between those two. Throws a ton of strikes, allows the ball to be put in play. His defense holds up their end of this behind him, and he puts together as important of a four innings as there has been in the Red Sox season. And that, I get it, like that sounds hyperbolic on April 13th, but it's not. And it in his four innings allowed Greg Weissert to only have to throw two, and really allowed Josh Winkowski to only have to pitch two. And now you're set up with your number one horses out of the bullpen tomorrow behind Brian Bello. You're off on Monday, and then you got a full stock of the grocery shelf on Tuesday. That's baseball. That's how this works. And the Red Sox, so many times over the last year, have been walking along, run into a day like this, and instead of like imagine you're like walking in the desert. I don't know where we're going with this analogy, but walking in the desert and there's a little hole and you can either fall in the hole and fall down the elevator shaft 40 feet, or you can just jump over it with four innings. And that's what Cooper Criswell did today. I don't know if you followed that. I'm glad you did. Red Sox Review, 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937. And it speaks to and to what this organization is doing. And there are plenty of things, and we've talked about them at nauseam, at like beat my head against the wall nauseam the last couple of days about the defense and how that needs to be better over 162. And how when there's a left-hander on the mound, this is a lineup that is going to struggle in all likelihood. But the one thing that feels unequivocally true about this group, about this organization, about this team over the first 3 weeks of this season is they can pitch, man. They can pitch. And I if you've not converted to that, you know, come over to my dark side here about the fact that they can pitch. I get it. You are scarred. They're, you know, a lot of the names are the same from some struggles, and certainly the starting pitching ERA from last year would tell a different story. The bullpen at what, like 4.38, and the FIP like even worse relative to the rest of Major League Baseball. But when you look at what they are doing and the development that they are putting forth, Cooper Criswell signed here because of Andrew Bailey. He told me that. We played it on the pregame show. He came here because he felt like Andrew Bailey and his system and Craig Breslow and all the way down to Dan DeLuce at the AAA level and so on and so forth could help him be the best version of himself. They gave him a cutter. They taught him how to use it. And today, that paid dividends on the field for a win for the Boston Major League Red Sox. And that is something that has not happened. And so take a moment and celebrate it. It's not the end-all, be-all. It doesn't win you the division. It doesn't do anything. But it did stop a losing streak. It did get you a win today. And it is decidedly different than what we have been used to seeing. And that in itself is worth a celebration. Cooper Criswell. This is Red Sox Review. You're listening to it live, 617-779-7937, 37937 on the text line. We will talk to you in just a second. Then we will get you to the national championship game in men's ice hockey, Boston College and Denver. BC is down in that game, 1-0. They're just under the halfway point of the second period at the championship game in St. Paul, Minnesota. We'll get you there. It's live right now on 850 AM as well. But Alex Cora is speaking. He is manager of the Boston Red Sox, so we need to hear what he has to say. So let's get you there right now. Alex Cora, the manager of the Red Sox, speaking today after the first win of the 2024 season here at Fenway Park.
He should be okay. He's not starting tomorrow, so I think he'll benefit from that. We'll check on him tomorrow morning, but he should be okay. No.
Good to see you.
Yeah, he's a good hitter, and we got to play him. That's the bottom line. We'll find the bats. He's a good hitter. He is, and he's a good defender, too. Just happened that early on it was hard to do it. But where we at right now, roster-wise, it makes a lot of sense for him to be out there against every righty, at least every righty, and just throw him in the outfield. You know, he changed the game today offensively. Did a good job running the bases, and defensively he was outstanding.
Is there anything, I know you hit him second today, obviously that's never a normal spot. Have you seen anything
adjusted anything to him hitting earlier in the lineup?
I mean, what we had, that was the personnel that we had today. No T.O., no Rafi. He's a good at bat. You know, expecting Jaren to get on base. You got that hole, putting Casas fourth, so he can have traffic in front of him. So it's just one of those that you got to play with the names that we have, and you know, it worked today.
I know you've been super impressed with a couple off road shots at top of the set, but in terms of full power, is that part of your
standpoint? I don't know, but it was a good swing. You know, the other day he put a good swing against him too. He got a changeup in the zone. Was on time and did a good job. You know, he prepares. He knows what he wants to do in batter's box, and that was a big swing for us. Yeah. I mean, we saw it in the first part of the. I mean, the first 10 days. You know, when Jaren was getting on base and stealing bases, and Trevor was, you know. Whenever he was at first, he was a threat, and we will run. We have to. You know, we cannot rely on the home run. There's going to be weeks that, yeah, you know, we're going to be hitting the ball in the air, and we're going to score. But I think that's a big part of what we're trying to accomplish.
And not so much just stolen bases, but being aggressive. You know, going first and third.
I mean, that's where the game is at right now. We saw it last year with the D-backs. They were the best of the best as far as base running, and you know, we had some athletes here. We just got to get on base.
So what? Just for Cooper to have a four-run cushion almost right away once he get out.
I mean, he, like I said, in spring training, he's a good pitcher. You know, they put good at-bats. They fouled off some pitches, but he can move the ball around. The home run was a slider and a 3-2 count. But besides that, the changeup was good. The sinker was great. The sweeper kept them off balance. We played good defense behind him, and, you know, he gave us enough. We'll see where we at. Yeah. Yeah. It's good. You know, just have water and then have dinner. Have a good night. Masa?
Yeah.
I mean, you get jam in the first one, got rewarded, and then that was a great at bat. The second one, stay on the changeup, went the other way. Like I said with him, you know, yeah, we want him to hit for power, but. You know, when in that spot, just drive them in. You know, hit the ball hard, and he's not there yet offensively. You can see he's a little bit off, but the fact that he will put the ball in play, he'll hit it hard, is important. And when he gets locked in, we know what he can do.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox today after the win over the Angels. 7-2, the final at Fenway Park. It is the first home win of 2024 for Alex and the Sox. Red Sox, as you heard there, get 7 runs in the first 4 innings. And after a 2-run home run off of Cooper Criswell, that was it. Bullpen did its job down the stretch of this game, and Sox win pretty easy. Red Sox review live on WEEI 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937, 37937 on the text line as well. And we're going to get you to the national championship game in men's college ice hockey, Boston College in Denver, in just a couple of moments. But just a few takeaways from what we heard there from Alex. You know, this is an offense. It's so funny, like how a day can change, you know, the tenor. But it is funny because I am hard pressed to pick up the lineup card against right hand pitcher or left hand pitcher right now, with no Rafi Devers in it and no Romy Gonzalez, you know, opportunity as well off the bench and a few other things. you know, that have not, and obviously Trevor Story is the few other things, to be fair. You know, I'm hard pressed to pick up the lineup card against a left-hander and feel like that's a lineup that's going to score enough runs to win over 162. And we saw it yesterday. You know, Duran had, you know, got on base twice. Pablo Reyes pushed one into center field. Masataka Yoshida had a decent single as well. But the rest of the lineup, it was a combined, I'll get you the number in a second, it was like something to the equivalent of like 1 for 16. You know, and that is, yeah, exactly, 1 for 16. And so, like, that's the kind of thing where, you know, on a night-to-night basis, left-hand pitching is going to hurt this team a lot. But, and you sit there and you say, okay, well, how do you win those games? But then you come back to this other side, and I look at this lineup today, and 8 of 9, you know, men in the lineup have hits in this game, or at least get on base. Jaron Duran has a sac fly, and he's the one guy. Bobby Dalbec strikes out 3 times, and he's 0 for 4. And everybody else has a hit in this game. 2 out of Willy Abreu, 2 out of Masataka, 2 out of Reese McGuire as well. And you look at, well, when there's a right-hander on the mound, you can kind of just walk through this and do it just 9 times with me real quick. You feel good about Duran, outstanding start to the season, the way that he hits for average, the way that he uses all parts of the ballpark. I love Willy Abreu. I will go to bat for Willy Abreu, no pun intended, over and over again. The approach is outstanding. I know his start to the season has not been great from a numbers perspective, but his on-base ability is still there. The power is still there. He doubles today. Yoshida, you feel like you believe in what he's going to do once he starts to lift the baseball. Tristan Casas is one of the best hitters in baseball. I have no problem saying that. And then, you know, then you're at your bottom of the order. Dalbec has struggled. Valdez, again, you like the approach, power out of the second base position. There are like 8 really high quality hitting second basemen in baseball. If he's going to platoon his way to double digit home runs, that's a win. Rafaela, you know, is figuring it out at this level. Reese McGuire has been otherworldly, and David Hamilton has a hit today. And that is all a long-winded way and winding your way through the lineup to say that when a right-hander's on the mound, like, you feel good about what this team can do offensively, or at least good enough in the context of the fact that the major league leaders in starting pitching ERA are the Boston Red Sox. So, you know, again, it's fine margins, but what Alex Cora is talking about there, and we just heard from him on Red Sox Review here, Cooper Boardman with you, what he's talking about there is unequivocally true, where, you know, what Willy Abreu did, the quote from Alex was he changed the game offensively, and he did. And he's somebody that you can stick in the 2 spot, and it's not awesome to be sitting there with 4 left-hand hitters, 1 through 4, especially with teams that can mix and match you out of their bullpen. But you look at 1 through 4 in this lineup and what they can do, you know, on this particular day, and this is before we even start talking about Tyler O'Neill and Rafael Devers, this is an offense that is better than, certainly, worlds better than the one they put out yesterday. But that Devers health is significant. Not that you don't know that, right? All right, Red Sox Review, 617-779-7937. We are seconds away from getting you to the national championship game in St. Paul, Minnesota. Men's ice hockey. It'll be Boston College and Denver. And wow, Denver has just scored in that game. They lead 2-0 over number 1 BC. It was 1-0 like 16 straight with 4 minutes to go in the second period. That should be an outstanding finish there, and we will have it for you in just a quick second. That is it for us here today at Fenway Park. Red Sox get their first win of the season at Fenway. We are back with you tomorrow, 12:35 on the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show, and 1:35 on the game start as well. Want to remind you as well, you heard the highlight from Tristan Casas from today's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. For Doug Lane here, for Zach Goh back inside our flagship WEEI, I'm Cooper Boardman saying so long. We will talk to you from Fenway tomorrow afternoon. This has been Red Sox Review on WEEI.